Imagine you're a surgeon seeing a new patient who's just been diagnosed with breast cancer. For those of you listening who don't have to imagine because you are a breast surgeon, just think of the last patient you saw who fits this scenario. The patient is a 60-year-old woman, otherwise healthy, whose breast cancer was picked up through routine annual screening. And after examining her and reviewing her tests, you conclude that she appears to have early stage disease, that is, potentially curable with breast conserving surgery. Unless, of course, her breast cancer has metastasized. But she has no signs or symptoms of metastatic disease. Should you do imaging to go looking for metastases that are otherwise subclinical? Evidence-based guidelines say no because of the very low likelihood of identifying metastases in asymptomatic women with early stage breast cancer. Routine imaging for staging is not recommended. So do you agree and follow the guidelines? Or do you go ahead and do imaging to rule out metastatic disease just in case? I'm Dr. Matthew Stanbrook for CMAJ. In this editor's summary, I'm going to highlight a new research study appearing in CMAJ about imaging for distant metastases in women with early stage breast cancer. This research was done by Dr. Dimitrios Simos, a medical oncologist at the Ottawa Hospital Cancer Centre, with other colleagues at the University of Ottawa. Simos and colleagues hypothesized that the use of such imaging, despite the guidelines, was widespread. So they did a large study to see if physician practice patterns in Ontario match the recommendations in the current Ontario guidelines. In order to do this, they obtained clinical and health services data from linked Ontario population databases on over 26,000 women with early stage operable breast cancer diagnosed between 2007 and 2012 and looked at how many got imaging to look for metastases. Did clinicians in Ontario practice evidence-based medicine for their breast cancer patients, or did they and their patients feel the need to play it safe and do imaging anyway? If you guessed play it safe, you're right. Nearly all the women, 85.9%, had at least one imaging test for metastases either prior to or within 3 months after surgery, split about evenly between preoperative and postoperative testing. Over time, there was increasing use of more advanced imaging, such as CT, MRI, or PET. Imaging was a little more likely with higher stage, but even with stage one disease, 79.6% of women had imaging. Imaging was also more likely with younger age, more comorbidities, presence of axillary lymph node involvement, or if surgery was done in a community hospital. As well, they observed a sevenfold variation across different Ontario health regions in the odds of whether or not such imaging was performed. So why is clinical practice in Ontario regarding imaging for metastases in early stage breast cancer patients at odds with the guidelines? Maybe clinicians and their patients value the concern of missing metastatic disease, even though this is very unlikely, more than the concern of doing unnecessary tests. Or maybe clinicians find it hard to keep track of all the different staging recommendations for these different cancer types in different organs. Or maybe, as the authors suggest, there's a lack of consensus among clinicians over what the guidelines should actually be. But apart from wasting resources, is there really any harm in doing imaging just in case? There is. Not only is such imaging costly, it doesn't prolong survival in this context. It also may yield false positive results that require further testing and procedures, sometimes invasive ones, and can lead to overtreatment, which may cause patients other direct harms, anxiety, or reduced quality of life. So when women in Ontario with early stage breast cancer are receiving over 14,000 unnecessary imaging tests a year, with all the associated sequelae of that, it's appropriate to encourage clinicians to choose more wisely. At least that's my take on it. But it's also the take of the American Society for Clinical Oncology, which has listed routine imaging for staging purposes in early stage breast cancer as one of the top five clinical practices in oncology to focus on eliminating in its Choosing Wisely campaign. To learn more, I'd encourage you to visit cmaj.ca, where you can read the full paper of the study by Simos and colleagues. While you're there, you can also find the current Cancer Care Ontario guidelines for baseline staging tests in primary breast cancer, which were published in CMAJ in our May 15th, 2001 edition. For CMAJ, I'm Dr. Matthew Stanbrook.